Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great tweet from a guy named Carl who listens to the show. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You had said good riddance to the old stadium.
Yep.
Carl had said, I get what Ken is saying about this stadium. He has father and son memories there, if nothing else, and that outweighs the stadium itself. At 51, Jason, I agree with you. The old stadium has more memorable moments. I got yelled at by Roger Clemens there, talking about Municipal Stadium.
Yeah.
Municipal Stadium. Municipal Stadium has a total package. I mean, the team won a World Series there. The Indians won a World Series there. The Browns won World Championships there. There's no comparison.
I got stoned there at 8 years old.
It has the total package.
I did. Secondary smoke. We were sitting in the bleachers. Even this is like before dog pound days. Brown Steelers preseason game, and the dudes behind us were smoking weed, and I got so stoned off their smell. It was bad.
You got secondary stoned?
Oh, yeah. At 8, 9, 10, something like that.
I don't have one saying statute of limitations, but that's what it is.
I threw up all over the concourse.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. I got so sick.
Anyway.
And you'd still rather have that memory than anything you had in it.
Yes. Like, yes.
If you want to talk
about my first foul ball from Daryl Hamilton in the old stadium.
See, I never got a foul ball ever.
There was only 9 people in the game. How'd you not get a foul ball?
Never got one.
I did.
Never happened. I met Lil Jon at the old stadium.
Yeah.
I tell that story all the time. My dad went nuts. It was great. He's like, there he is. He drugged me over there as fast as he could. I thought my arm was going to come out of socket.
No East Side Boys, though?
No. And I remember my dad going, Kenny's just as tall as he is, man. He's great. I was like, yeah, great. Because I watched Big Chuck Lil Jon back in the day. So that I mean, there's certain things you can't get away with now, like certain ethnic plumbers and things like that. But still, it was a great show.
Yeah.
The first Indians game I ever went to, they won 57 games that year. So that's kind of the point I'm making. It's like, hey, man, they were a bad baseball team. You never went there thinking they're going to win. The Browns are a bad football team. You never thought they were going to win over the last 25 years. But there's memories that supersede what's going on out there in the field. That said, I'm excited for a new stadium coming up here in a few years. But I'm just saying things are going to change. So try to enjoy the memories of the old building. But no one is going to call in. Like, people will still call in and wax poetically about the old stadium. And so will I. And I'll let it happen.
Yep.
There was a lot of things that were cool about the old stadium that you just don't get in new stadiums. Catwalks, things like that. It just ain't going to happen. But they're not going to call in about this stadium when they start calling in about the new stadium.
No.
There is something else that has kind of got my attention here. Cam Jordan. I want to make sure that this is I wanted to make sure this is true. Cam Jordan had said that he wants the NFL to bring taunting back. And it said, quote, I get a sack on the quarterback. I got this from Ty Dunn. He says, I get a sack on the quarterback. Give me 5 seconds. Put the spotlight on me. Let me celebrate. It's okay to taunt. Bring back taunting. Let me talk my bleep. And I totally agree. I say, grown men, entertainment business, let them do it. Let them do their thing. Hold on. You know where I'm going to end up going with this because you know the number one response, what it was. But what were you going
to
say?
No, I think I tend to agree with you. Go ahead.
I got some people, they were making fun of it, but a lot of people were saying, what about the kids? And to that, like, I did get like, well, wait until your kid does it. I go, folks, now I'm not a great example because I'm a nut job. If you want to share memories from when we were kids, I'm in fifth grade. I'm playing for the B League Dolphins. We are playing, it was opening day. We were playing Washington because we went after NFL teams, right?
Yeah.
So we're playing Washington. They came from Northwest. Big opening day matchup at Perry Park, brother. First play, did the sack, got up, did the Macarena. Brought the house down. My dad, if I'm not mistaken, I would have remembered he whooped my ass over it. I think he actually thought it was kind of funny to see a big fat kid get up and do the Macarena after a sack. They didn't call a penalty on me. They didn't do that, which I was surprised about that. So maybe I'm not the biggest, I'm not the best example.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Because I am a hot dog in so many ways, but I'm thinking, okay, because, well, if my son does this, first off, my son has to put himself in a position to make a sack. Okay, good luck with that, Junior. Second of all, if he does it, it's up to me to parent him. It's up to me to deal with it. I grew up during the time of Deion Sanders. So we used to have this game called the Pageant at Perry High School Stadium back in the day, and it was when Deion was with the Cowboys, and the bandana was up. And guess what? We all got bandanas, and guess how we took the field? Helmets off, yep, with the bandanas up. Because I love Deion Sanders as much as anybody. And a lot of I turned out messed up, but everybody else seemed to turn out just fine. Productive members of society on that Dolphins football team back in the day. And then I played for the A-League Cowboys when I got to sixth grade. And you want to talk about running your ass off. Holy God, that was some running. What?
Well, I was just going to say, all the Perry Panthers turned out good, productive members.
We're moving on. I'm just saying is that... it's up to me to look after my boy on what he does on the field or what he doesn't do on the field. I could always look at him and go, yeah, Myles Garrett can do his sack dance all he wants. He gets paid $123 million to entertain me. You ain't getting paid nothing, Junior. He earned it. You didn't. I could always do that.
Yeah, but that's you, and you know as well as I do that for the 30 kids that you have on your football team, not all 30 of them have a parent that's going to come out.
Well, yeah, but I'm one of their football coaches as well, and I could always say the same thing to one of them if I want to.
Well, that's you, and you know for every 12 teams in a league, not all 12 teams of them have coaches that are going to...
You are correct.
Keep that in line.
You are correct, and that would be a problem for them. Now, you are the type of person to keep something in line, so I ain't got to worry about you. Jason is a different story. But you are the type of the one to keep things in line. So I wouldn't have to worry about you or anything like that. But it's like, hey, man, it's a very simple explanation. They get paid a lot of money to entertain me on Sundays. You get paid nothing. You're playing for the love of the game. You dream about being there someday. But until you get there someday, which you probably won't, then no. Or I could just say, hey, they're having fun. Is everybody upset? No, everybody's not upset. Okay, we're moving on.
Is it hypocritical of me to, I think I tend to agree with you, yet the Browns dancing on defense last year drove me freaking crazy.
But that's part of the entertainment. That's part of the entertainment.
That drove me nuts.
I know, but me getting mad about that, drawing emotion from it, from professional sports, that's still part of the entertainment. It's bad entertainment. It makes me angry. It made me angry, but that's still part of it. So you could, hey, if you did something good, you can celebrate. I still think you should know the scoreboard and know what's going on and do it in its right spot. But hey, man, we could do this. I remember Lawrence Vickers doing the motorcycle when they made it 30-7. I was like, what are we doing?
I hate stuff. That's the stuff that drives
me nuts.
But
Lawrence was going to get his. He was going to get his. And that can drive you nuts. But hey, man, like, it's up to me to make sure my sons try to do the right thing. They can't be angels all the time, clearly. I've told you some of the stories about that. But it's up to me to try to make sure that they do the right thing. And if he wants to do the Macarena or if he wanted to do the... I used to do the Gilbert Brown shovel.
The shovel. That's good.
Oh, and I did the Gilbert Browns. I did the Neil Smith.
Okay. Baseball bat.
Yep, pointing the home run. Can somebody did that
bring,
one.
Can somebody bring back the Icky Shuffle?
That's way too old, man. I didn't do that one.
Did I just date myself?
Yes, you did.
Jason, you have a son who's a defensive end, if I'm not mistaken.
Right? Yeah, I do.
I had a kid.
Yeah.
My buddy.
You better teach it to him.
My buddy Eric. he got a fumble and did the Merton Hanks. With the head bob.
The head bob.
Yeah, those were the days, brother.
Yeah.
That was, gosh, bring that back. He ended up okay. Everybody ended up fine. Don't you worry about that. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Jimmy, what? Don't even start.
I did the DX.
You did the DX?
I did that. And then we also did, you know, Batista did like the double-handled gun thing. Yeah. This is before him.
Yeah.
But we did something very similar. It was kind of like a Sean Merriman lights out. That was before him.
This is where you're older than us. Like, if I'm talking to a man of a certain age, all of us had at least one day in detention for doing DX in the school. I never did DX like playing sports. That never happened.
Never did it towards the other team. Always did it towards our student section.
Oh, that makes it better.
I, in fact, had two words for them, Kim.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.